I have got an unusual series of impressions that I want very urgently to tell. I have seen life at very different levels, and at all these levels I have seen it with a sort of intimacy and in good faith. I have been a native in many social countries. I have been the unwelcome guest of a working baker, my cousin, who has since died in the Chatham Infirmary. I have eaten illegal snacks, the unjustifiable gifts of footmen, in pantries, and been despised for my want of style, and subsequently married and divorced by the daughter of a gasworks clerk. And, to go to my other extreme, I was once, oh, glittering days, an item in the house party of a countess. She was, I admit, a countess with a financial aspect, but still, you know, a countess. I have seen these people at various angles. At the dinner table I met not simply the titled but the great. On one occasion, it is my brightest memory, I upset my champagne over the trousers of the greatest statesman in the empire, heaven forbid I should be so invidious as to name him, in the warmth of our mutual admiration. And once, though it is the most incidental thing in my life, I murdered a man.